Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. We're so sorry that we have been absent for the last, 2 weeks?
We've been bad girls.
2-3 weeks. We are so sorry. We're back, and we have a very exciting topic today.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny because I went back and looked, and I could have sworn we did a podcast on leaky gut already, mm-hmm. but I keep track of all the podcasts we've done so we can, like, search on them and see, like, when we did it.
The titles and all that.
And I went back, and I could not find anything on leaky gut. And I was like, I cannot believe what we have not done a leaky gut podcast.
Well, we got to do a leaky gut.
I know, because we've had, like, 2 people bring it up in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. So we definitely have to talk
about leaky gut. So that is not a topic that I studied in med school. So anyways, that's it. We're done. Podcast is over. Actually, it's true. That is not a term that is accepted within the traditional, conventional medical community. Mm-hmm. And
which is why there's a lot of, like, taboo about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's got stigma.
It's got some stigma. Yeah.
That's right.
People are like, is this for real? Like, does this really exist?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, we didn't learn about it. We learned about it, but not with that term, okay? Because the reality is this. The intestine is not a solid steel pipe, okay? It's made out of tissue, and the tissue is made up of cells, and there's fluid, and there's all sorts of membrane type stuff. You know, it's live tissue. Mm-hmm. It's live tissue. There's blood vessels, and, you know, and the cells connect to each other. There's wall. I mean, there's you name it. Okay. This is live tissue that's got all sorts of stuff going on. And so what that means is that there are things that can cross through the wall, mm-hmm. of the intestine, okay? It is not a steel pipe where stuff goes through and the rest of the body is completely unaffected by what's going through.
Well, and we talk about leaky gut with regard to not digesting our food properly, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It tends to happen as we age. All of a sudden, foods start to give us problems. We start to have allergies to foods, right? We have all these allergic reactions to foods. And basically what that means is the body is fighting itself, right? From the food, when we eat these foods. So how is that happening, really? Why all of a sudden am I allergic to all these foods? Why all of a sudden are there so many allergies, mm-hmm. out there? And this is directly related to having a leaky gut, where the food, instead of the food being absorbed through the small bowel into the blood, it's going outside, mm-hmm. of the body, outside of that area into the body.
Exactly. And, you know, and so the gut gets, you know, leaky for a lot of different reasons. You know, like Tina said, I mean, you know, first of all, people start having issues with foods. You know, they're not getting properly digested. You've got these particles of food that are not even completely broken down. And so the intestine really can't do a lot with that, okay? Because food has to be broken down completely into a liquid form in order for the nutrients to be absorbed. But, you know, there's a lot of things that can cause your gut to be leaky. Medicines, infections, diseases such as inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis that affects the integrity of the tissue.
The wall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it affects all of that. And so it's much easier for these people to, you know, especially like people who have Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, it's much easier for them to get infections. And, you know, and the medicines that we take can also affect and cause a person to have leaky gut, you know. And so people can experience you know, people will ask, well, what are the symptoms of leaky gut? I mean, it can be anything.
Right.
All right. I mean, it can be from being exhausted and fatigued and tired.
Because you're not getting the nutrients.
You're not getting the nutrients, you know, to having different aches and pains in your body, your muscles. I mean, there's not just a specific
and high symptom. Amounts of allergies to foods.
A lot of issues.
Probably a clear indication of leaky gut.
That's right. And so even though it is not a, it's not a term that we specifically learned in medical school or in any of my medical training, you know, it's definitely something that is described in our literature when they talk about like things passing through between like in the tissue, you know, where you get the passage of certain electrolytes or bacteria that can go through these gaps.
They call them gaps.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about traditional medicine now. What are the traditional terms that traditional medicine use? They don't use leaky gut. But
no, they'll use like gaps, you know, between the cells and you know, so yeah, traditional, the use of leaky gut is not the way they refer to it. But
do they refer to it all as intestinal permeability?
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably something that is a term that we definitely use. You know, we talk a lot about translocation of bacteria.
Wow, that's a big word.
I know. Good. See, that's word. The thing. We go for the big words,
right,
okay?
Yes. You know, okay,
not
doctor.
Like leaky gut. Right. No, just kidding.
It's too simple.
Too simple. You know, it's got to be like translocation of bacteria. There you go.
Sounds very doctorish.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's, I mean, basically bacteria, you know, going through the wall of the intestine.
Right.
And, you know, like I have a patient who has severe Crohn's disease. And a few years ago, I did a colonoscopy on him. And, you know, and I'm always like just very, you know, really careful with these people because they can get infections so easily. And, because the wall is thin, it's so inflamed, and mm-hmm. so it's not, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff going on.
It's
compromised. The integrity of it is compromised. Anyways, he did end up in the hospital that weekend. It was like, I think on a Friday that I did his procedure, he ended up in the hospital that weekend with fevers and chills, okay? And nobody was ever able to really, like, pinpoint a specific bacteria or anything like that, but he just went in with fevers and shaking chills and
like,
you know,
his body's fighting something.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. there wasn't a specific, you know, there, it's not like the CAT scan showed an abscess or a perforation, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But they put him on antibiotics for a couple of days, and he did well, and he went home. Mm-hmm. So the next time I scoped him, which was about a year ago, I just automatically put him on antibiotics mm-hmm. right before we did his procedure. I gave him some antibiotics, and you know, I was just like, this is going to help protect you, you
right.
know. So the intestine can become very, very permeable. And actually, that word permeable is really nice. Mm-hmm. I like the word permeable because it really says it all.
Right.
You know, you've just got an intestine that where things can move through. Okay. It's there's, again, like I said earlier, it's live tissue, live cells. There's all sorts of stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that we've had a lot of patients asking us about leaky gut mm-hmm. because people are learning more about it, and they want to know, is this a legitimate thing?
Right. Right?
Because there's a lot of stuff online regarding all this. So I say, yes, it is a real thing. There actually are tests. Like there's a urine test that we do through our 6-week online program mm-hmm. To test intestinal permeability.
Right. Right.
So there are tests. If you feel like, you know, you want to get checked for leaky gut, you know, let us know, and we can order one of those tests for you, have it sent to your home. And it's basically a urine test that you send back in, and then we can, you know, identify whether that is the issue that you're dealing with. But it absolutely is a real thing. And for people out there that are, you know, questioning leaky gut or wanting to know, is this legit, or, you know, just what is it, you know, just wanted to make sure we explained it to people so they understood, that it is real, right, and that these are the things that people suffer from,
right,
when they have it.
And so part of, you know, since you talked about the intestinal permeability testing that we do, we also do testing for food allergies,
right,
you know? And I mean, we send a lot of our patients over to one of our allergy specialists who does skin testing. The test that we do is by no means an all-inclusive, but it does still test for several common foods, and it's basically just based off of a drop of blood.
Right.
Okay. So it's a nice screening tool.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a really nice screening tool. But, you know, when we're trying to get people's intestine, trying to heal it up and get it healthier, I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. You know, there's a lot on bone broth. There's a lot also on glutamine, which, mm-hmm, I think glutamine absolutely is something that helps. You know, with us, one of the things that we try to do is put people like on a liquid diet, mm-hmm, just to try to help clean up their body and just to give their intestine a rest,
right,
so that it can heal.
Yeah.
Okay. Because remember, your body was made to heal itself. Okay. But you've got to give it the tools. So by putting someone like on a liquid diet, you know, it just helps to clean things. As you're just cleaning up house and you're resting your gut so that it can try to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course we use a lot of probiotics. We use a lot of digestive enzymes, mm-hmm, to help you break down your food.
Right.
Okay?
Because so that the food is not moving on in chunks.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. I mean, obviously the better you chew it, I mean, that is going to be the best thing, but digestive enzymes are going to help to really help break it down so that you can get the nutrients that you need, again, to help heal your intestine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's definitely something that we see a lot of. I believe that, you know, when I think about our patients, I think about the young females that are coming into us with, you know, where they mark everything on the intake, all the symptoms, mm-hmm, and, you know, and we do all this testing on them and you don't like really come up with something. I mean, a lot of these patients, we end up sending them off for testing for food allergies, mm-hmm, and a lot of times they come back with several allergies.
Right.
And, you know, but those are the ones that to me are the ones with the leaky gut. You know, they haven't been eating healthy. They've been, their diet for most of their life has been fast food and
processed foods,
yeah, sugary drinks. And so they don't have, you know, their body doesn't have what it needs to be healthy, you
right,
know, for the gut to be healthy. And and so they have a big time leaky gut.
Right.
And
yeah. And what to your point, a leaky gut can be healed.
Yes.
Right. So that,
yes,
is another question we get all the time. So by taking the tips that you mentioned already, you know,
mm-hmm,
to heal the gut, you know, again, if you want guidance on how to do that or, you know, whatever, we're always here. We're always here,
absolutely,
to help. Just let us know. But, you know, if you feel like you have leaky gut, you want to be tested, we can help you with that. If you know you have leaky gut, you want to know how to fix it, we can help you with that. So, you know, just wanted to make sure everyone was aware of leaky gut.
Yeah.
And how to fix it.
Thank you for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.